We are in the middle of the Shvi'is Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Let us continue where we left off. Let's continue from the Halach of Chayin Beis, Hashlochin, and Negation Field, Miyablin, Mifarkin, Me'abkin, Me'ashnin, Adrosh Hashanah. Miyablin, Miyablin means Choytch Mayabeles.
Should we start from the beginning of the Mishnah? Chaza.
Mezavlim u'ma'adim, you allow to fertilize. Here's the guy with the fertilizer.
Very good.
He puts his hand into the look, you notice?
No,
into the bag. He directly takes out what's inside and puts it on the ground.
Very good. Ablin.
Okay, so it says here that zablin fertilizer, ume adrin.
Mezablim
is fertilizer. Ume adrin means you can dig. Take the shovel.
You take the hoe
and you make the earth, you soften up the earth. Umadrin bamik shois uvamid lois, melons and gourds. You're allowed to go and fertilize and
allowed to
soften the earth of melons uvamid lois, different type melons and gourds, two different types of things. Ad Rosh Hashanah, until the Halak of Rosh Hashanah. Right, because it's not considered you're doing something for gourds, it's not considered you're planning for the next year. The Chayin likewise, for base Hashlochin, Mezablin, you can fertilize Miyablin. Miyablin, Mefarkin, Meabkin, Meashrin, Adrosh Hashanah. Miyablin, what's Miyablin? It means Chaytim Chayabelas, Mumin, Hanoladim, Ilan. You're allowed to cut off a wart. The tree produces a wart, you're allowed to take a knife and slice off the wart.
Really?
That's what it's called, the Yabelas. Yabelas. Then there's something called Ma'abkin. Ma'abkin means Shosho Ilon Shesh and Iskalum Chasna Sandafa. Ma'abkin means dust. You're allowed to cover if the roots of the tree are uncovered. It's not good for the tree. You're allowed to go take some shovel and cover the roots of the tree. Okay, Ma'ashrin. Ma'ashrin means to make smoke. Make pollution. Ali day a forest fire. Ever notice the forest fires? That's what they have forest fires. In order to make smoke. Aide ha'ashan memisim toilahim ha'gadolim ilan. You smoke out the toilahim that are in the tree. Okay, and then it's mefark. Mefark means mefark olim me'al olim leaves me'al ilan kidei lohakulav. There are too many leaves. You cut off some of the leaves. You see there are leaves. You pull off the leaves in order to make the tree lighter, so the fruit should go better.
Mefark is a
to unload. Mefark means to unload.
Right.
You unload the tree. You the burden of the tree.
Right.
Okay, and then comes from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af ha'noitel es asoil olam no eshkol." Rabbi Shimon says, "Af ha'noitel hu es he olamin ho eshkol." You are allowed to remove the leaf from eshkol from a cluster. What does that mean? Vashvis. What does that mean? Nothing. There doesn't say anything. You allowed to remove from a cluster. Let's see the Rav. What does the Rav say? Af noitel es asoil olam b'shvis atzma. Ah, that's the chiddush. You allowed even in the year of Shemit itself. B'shvius atzma v'tan dekamal amar ella mefarkin es olin b'toysefes shvius levad in lacha. So he says you're allowed to remove the olim in eshkol. Then eshkol means even in the year of Shemitah, even in the year of Shemitah. Whereas that kama see only can do it until Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is called what he says over here, because called toysefes shvius.
You didn't say anything about the olim. He talked about other things.
He says ma'abkin ma'ashkin ad Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says mefarkin. Here it is, okay? And he says mefarkin is noiteles olam nishon. Now see the beginning of the Rav. We have to see the Rav. See the Rav in time Mishnah. Mezablin, what is mezablin? Machlisim lochem zevel. You're allowed to go and bring in fertilizer. You're allowed to haul in fertilizer. Ma'adrin, ma'adrin means choyfim v'ikari. You're allowed to dig in along the roots of the tree. Hulanos. Choyfim v'ikari. Hulanos called davar shehu l'tzorch perus shal shishmuto l'toysefes. You're allowed to go and hoe. Why? Choyfim v'ikari hulanos, the roots of the tree. Why? Shekol davar shehu l'tzorch haperos. Anything that's needed for the peiros shall shishes, the fruits of the sixth year motor b'taysefes shvius is motor. Since I'm doing it for the fruits, I need it for the fruits, the gourds and the melons. You're allowed to do this until Rosh Hashanah, from Shavuos until Rosh Hashanah is called toysefes shvius, and you're allowed to do this even during toysefes shvius. The davar she'ena ela l'tzorch tikkun ha'ilon, also if a tikkun ha'ilon, if it's for the purpose of the fruits, it's motor. If it's for the tree, it's also. El in Cain, who, unless El in Cain, who it is, Dava Shafil B'Shvi'as Atzma Ein Isurei Elim Devei Seva, unless something which is even during the Shvi'as, something also mid Rabbanon. Anything which is also during Shvi'as itself, midrabanan, so during the Tosef Shvi'as, it's going to be mutal lechatchila. Based hashloch in irrigation field, she'ein dai loy b'mei agshavim mitzorach lahashkisa.
It's not the tree, it's for the
well, even the tree itself, there are certain things you have yet to learn, there are certain things even for the tree itself that you're allowed to go, you're allowed to do during Shvi'as itself.
Well, now we just said the mepharic and stuff, right?
Mepharic, that's going to be only us, so we'll see, let's see. Based hashloch in what is in irrigation, she'ein dai loy b'mei agshavim. So you need to give a word of targum. Who oyef? Tired. Ah, who oyef? For oyef? Daila b'mei geshamim. Rainwater is insufficient. Tzarich lahashkoy. So you need vase. Targum. Who oyef? He was tired. Who mishahu? Who did say that by? Who oyef?
Who
is oyef? Esav. Esav, he was tired. Behu mishalhei. So mishalhei, it's lashon of shalachin. Oh, you ever know that? You ever know that beis hashalachin is a remes for Esav? Hermaisa, beis hashalachin of Esav huoyef. Behu mishalhei, he's tired. Miyablim, what's miyablim? Choytchem gilam. Miyablim means he's allowed to choytchem to cut. Hayabelas. Mumim hanoladim ilan a blemish. That is Neladim Ilan Mefarkin. Ha'olim Yalho Ilan Lahakal Ma'alam Yalav. If there are too many leaves in the tree, allowed to turn around to remove the leaves in order to lighten off the load. Ma'apkim Sharshim Hamagashim roots. Hamigulim, which are exposed. Mechasmo Sambe Avakulat to cover with earth. Me'ashnin. What's mean? Me'ashnin. Tachas Ilan. You're allowed to make smoke under the tree. Lahomis Hatoloim Hagadelimbo. In order to eradicate, to exterminate all of the worms. The worms that are growing on the tree. We don't accept him halacha. Okay, so let's pass the Mishnah and we go on to Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says Mizablim, you like Mizam, you do fertilizer, you like to go make earth soft, the bamikshois, uva midlois, the fruit, the melons and the gourds, anything which is only when until Rosh Hashanah. Until Rosh Hashanah is called in the Mishnah Tosefes Shvi'as. From Shavuos until Rosh Hashanah is Tosefes Shvi'as. So since anything the klal is, the yisoid of the Masechta is, anything that's letzorech the peiros is mutar afilu during Tosefes Shvi'as. The prohibition to do something during Tosefes Shvi'as letzorech the Elon. There's nish letzorech the peiros. The male it's mutar. The chemebeis hashlochin, likewise, in an irrigation field. We have here irrigation field. We look at the new irrigation field comes from the word of oyef. It's the targum of the word oyef, esaf. So you think of esaf, you have to think right away of
beis hashlochen,
shilei, targum.
I'm just not
targum.
Exactly sure how that just because he's dirty, because he was always hungry, he was always thirsty. But
esaf, esaf, everything it says in the Torah is meramis, and he said this. The whole essence of esaf is oyef. Ayav Esav in Asadeh Bu Oyef. He comes from the Sadeh, from the Olam Hagashmi, and it's Oyef. It's Oyef.
Oyef what?
From the Olam Hagashmi. Sadeh. From the Sadeh. Ish Sadeh. Ish Sadeh. Yaakov Ish Tam. Yoishev Aholim.
So what?
So Yaakov is Rananim. When you sit and learn Torah, you become fresh. Your strength is renewed. But if you go to the Sodeh, to the Olam HaGashmi, Oyef.
What? Oyef, so what?
So what?
Beis HaShlachim. What does Beis HaShlachim have to do with Oyef?
Shilei. V'hu, look, Miloshim Mishilei. Shilei has the Shin and the Lamet.
Yeah.
Okay? The Shin Lam is the Sherish of Shilochin. The word Shilei has the same two letters, the Sherish. And the word Shilei is the Targum of the word Oyef. The field is tired. The reason why the field is tired is because it has a lack of mayim. It does not have sufficient energy. Esav was tired because he sapped his energy. The field is tired, is weak because it does not have enough water. So it's oyef. Someone has to come in and give it an artificial boost. The artificial boost of energy is to supply a supply of water that's not natural to this land. Irrigation is not the way Hashem made it.
Yeah.
It's I water it. So I have taken matters into my own hand. Eretz Yisrael is a land where you really have no irrigation. It's mitar hashamayim tishtamayim. Hashem waters it.
Okay,
this is the drum shooting. Weiter. Okay, so we what?
Okay.
Now let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, we disagree. Another ilan. I'm shvi satzme. We're talking about we disagree. Bargain with ilan. But the shvi is the lohayin l'chashem. Okay, let's chaz nachma. Mezablim. I'm the adrim. Bamikshoyis. I'm the lois. You can go and you can do fertilizer. And you can go and you can hoe. Bamikshoyis. Uvamid lois in the gourds and the melons. Ad Rosh Hashanah until the helik of Rosh Hashanah.
Very good.
Were you davening? Are you down for the Amud? Where?
I don't know.
You ever davening on Rosh Hashanah? Never? Such a beautiful voice. Why not?
I don't know. Nobody wants me.
Chas v'shalom. I want you.
Okay,
I want
you. Get me a shtela.
Get a shtela. Hashem's giving you a shtela.
Hey.
The chain, the base hashloch in the irrigation field, mezabli yablim, yablim is vosme in yablim. It means to cut off the wart. Yabelas, loshen yabelas. Meforkin, to remove the leaves. If the leaves were there on the tree, meabkin, you can cover the roots. The roots are exposed. There's no greater chesed you can do for a person to cover their shame. You know that?
Absolutely.
Unlike some people out there who only know how to expose people's shame. The goal is to cover people's shame. Ma'ashnin is to smoke, to produce smoke in order to
smoke out the
worms. Smoke out. That's what they do today for bed bugs. Smoke them out. Ad Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because these are all for the tzorech the peyos. The male tzorech the peyos you like to do during Tosefes Shvius. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, "Af neidlas ha'ulas ha'ilah min ha'eshkof the cluster of fruit bas Shvius even the shmid itself." Good. Mishnah Gimel. Mesaklin es ad Rosh Hashanah. Mesaklin. What's the mesaklin? What? What's the problem, sir? Mesaklin. What's mean mesaklin? Mesaklin ad Rosh Hashanah. You can remove
the stones.
Stones, big stones. Mesaklin. Okay, you can take out the stones. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Next, mikar semin. Okay, then it's Mizardin, Mifaslin, Adosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yeshua Imer, Kizeiruda, Rabbi Yeshua says, Kizeiruda, Uchefisula, Shalchamishis, Koch Shalchishis. Rabbi Yeshua Imer calls Man Shani Rashai Ba'avoida Soilan, Rashai Ani Bifisuloi. Let's go to the videotape. Misaklin. Misak means, Misakla Bolimanasa, remove the stones. Mikarsimin, Maser anafim yiveishim and ilan means to prune. Okay, you take off the dead branch. No, that's not so. Pruning is the living branches. Pruning, you cut off the living branches. Mesar mekarsim is the dead branches. Maser anafim yiveishim na ilan. Mizardin. Maser anafim lachim na ilan kedei ledaldel es anfei ha ilan. What's the buzzing ledaldel? You remove the branch, and nothing lach, the moist little shoots. Meno ilan kedei ledal. What's the? I don't know. Ledalel. Ledalel. It's anfei ilan. I don't know what ledalel means. You have a dictionary? I don't know what the word means. Ledalel. Dal. I don't know. Mesa next is mefaslin.
Mesa. To strengthen.
Pruning. Is this pruning? Is that to prune?
Yeah.
You take off the little branch in order to cause growth, to spurt, cause a spurt of growth in the other branches. Mefaslin, what's mean? Mefaslin, Maser Pesoilas, the Pesoilas, janitorial, the Pesoilas. You take out the Pesoilas, it means the no good stuff. Olim, Yevashim, dry leaves, Min Ilan. Mefaslin, ooh, look at the sky, he's cutting down the tree. It means, Chaitchem, Kol Hanafim, Shabi Ilan, Kadesh, Shei, Ove. You cut off all the branches, nothing is left. So that the trunk should get thick and it should bring forth new branches. Okay? Then comes this thing, then that's the fastlim. Then it's 36 already. What's 36? Then it's kizirudosh upisulo shal chamishas kach shal shishas. Perishan is shishas. What's the problem, sir?
Good.
Peros, Shana Shishas, the sixth year, the fruit of the sixth year. Rabbi Yeshua Mutul Zareit, Zareit means to prune. Okay, we're going to touch Mizareit to prune. Mutul Zareit Apeshvius, Litzach Peros Shishas, you allow to Zareit Beshvius. The Tzarech Perishishu, he says, I remember the Chiddush, that if these fruits grew in the sixth year, now they're on the tree, it's now the seventh year, even in the year of Shemitah itself, you're allowed to do Melacha to the tree in order to preserve, enhance the fruit that already has come forth in the sixth year that's still carried on the tree. So think about it, it's just the sixth year, and a beautiful apple grows on the tree.
Good.
And now the apple is still attached to the tree in the seventh year. And I want to now prune the tree in order so that while as long as the apple is still on the tree, it should be even further enhanced. It's mutter. How could you possibly do melacha during the seventh year at Shemitah? Because these have been grandfathered in. These delicious apples have been grandfathered in from year six. Okay?
Juice.
So male is going to be mutter. Okay? Let's chaz the Mishnah. Misaklin. Misaklin, take away the stones. Add Rosh Hashanah. Mikar Simin. Mikar Simin is to cut off the dead branches. Mizardin, cut off the living branches. Mifaslin is to cut off the psoilas. Loshnaf psoilas. Add Rosh Hashanah. Take off the psoilas. The bad fruit, the bad leaves. Add Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua says, guess what? Kizeruda uche fisula shel chamishes. Just like you're allowed to go in and do pruning and remove psoilas from the fifth year, that's in the sixth year, because it's not yet Shemitah. Guess what? You can even do this during Shemitah itself, regarding or to kach shel shishes. You can do in the sixth year only food that has now that's been grandfathered in from sixth year to seventh year during Shemitah itself. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I disagree with you. That's already pushing the envelope. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, what does it mean to push the envelope?
Pushing it too far.
What do you mean the envelope? What's the envelope? What's meant the envelope? What's meant us? Envelope. What is the envelope?
It's just another
who sends, who uses, who has envelopes anymore? Everything is electronic today.
Right.
What's an envelope? What do you mean pushing the envelope? Rabbi Shimon says, kol zman. Shani Rashai Bavodas Ha'ilon. As long as I'm allowed to do Avodas Ha'ilon, Rashai Ani Bifi Suloi, I'm allowed to do Pistol, which basically means you're not allowed to do it. I disagree. You're not allowed to do it in the seventh year. I'm only allowed to do it in the fifth year, not in the sixth year, not in the seventh year. Look, that's what you mean. We have to clarify this in the Rav. Now let's see. Oh, he disagrees. He holds even the sixth year. Even though he's so machmir. Not only do I disagree with you that you're not allowed to do it in the seventh year, you're not even doing it in the sixth year.
He says from.
Okay, let's see the whole Rav. Let's see the whole Mishnah. Let's take one step at a time. We didn't do the Rav yet. Okay? Let's see. Misaklin. What does it mean, misaklin? It means misidin es ravonim. You remove the big, large stones. Okay? The Yetzirah is called a stone. Take away the stones. In the year of Shemitah, misidin es ravonim. Mekarsim. Take out the dead. The dead. Pray for the dead. And the dead will pray for you only because they have nothing else to do.
Karsin.
Misaklin. What's yicharsimin? Has a famous pasuk. I don't know what it means. Kolamar. Karsim, to cut off. Kores. Karsin. V'choytchem ha'nafim ha'yireshim min ha'ilim, to go and to cut down the dead branches. Mizardin, Honafim Halachim, the branches that are moist, this is pruning. Keshahim Mirubim, Rigilim the Kotsan, Umanichim, Miktsas Mehem Zehu Zirud. Pruning. Okay? Mifaslin. Shenoidil es ha-pesoles. Remove the pesoles. Ah. V'yeish mifarshim mifaslin loshen psolicha. Chisel out. Shechoitchim kol ha-nafim shabilon kidei she-ye-ave. Another interpretation is mifaslin. Second interpretation means you cut down here. Mifaslin. This is C-tegin. Perish base. Perish base. Perish big base. Perish base. Perish base. Baraf. Base, you see, the second parish means you cut off all the branches in order that the trunk should thicken. Good? Okay, Vaita. Kidei sheyei ove kezeruda ulchefisilo shel chamishis. Tanakam lo shori elad rosh hashana shel shviyas. Tanakam says, you're not allowed to do this until you have a three-way machlaikis. That's what the Rav is coming to be megalitas. We are now going to learn a three-way machlaikis. According to Tanakama, loy shari ela adroi shashona until Rosh Hashanah shal shviyis. Rabbi Yeshua savar kishnas chamishis kein shish shishis. What does that mean? Ma chamishis nichneses l'shishis kach shishis nichneses l'shviyis. Uchimoy she mezardin echa shal chamishis b'shishis kach mezardin you'll have to prune shal shishis b'shviyis. Good. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, no, me'atzeres eilech shavu nesar, he says, me'atzeres from shavuos Va'elach from Shavuos, Va'elach me'atzeretz, Va'elach shud nesa b'avoidas Ilan. Rabbi Shimon says, me'atzeretz from Shavuos, Va'elach shud nesa b'avoidas aretz Ilan nesa nami b'ziru d'pisul. V'sholosh, that just like we from Shavuos, yeah, you're not allowed to go and do anything to enhance the tree, yeah, so too you're not allowed to prune. Just like you're not allowed to work the earth. Until now, we've been learning the first parak. You're not allowed to go and notice all these things you're doing to the tree. In the previous parak, you were doing things to the ground, the earth. Now you're working on the tree. So over here, the rules of the tree are more relaxed. The tree, you can actually go and deal with the tree until the Shavuos. The earth, you now you have to stop already at. The tree you can work until Rosh Hashanah, but the earth you have to already stop at Shavuos, Pesach. Stay Lavan, stay Ilan, irrigation field, all these different inyanim. But when dealing with the tree, your lack can be makel. You can work on the tree even in the year of Rosh Hashanah itself. But he says, no, I disagree. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's very machmir. He's very stark, Rabbi Shimon. Me'atzeres ve'elech shehu nesa b'avoidas ha'ilon nesa nami b'zidu pisul v'sholosh machloikis v'dov halacha k'tanakam gozal k'tanakam. You always like that. You always a man who likes to know the bottom line. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is always, it's always about money. That's really where it all comes down to. Money. If there's money in the bank, everything is good. If there's no money, then we got a big problem. Funding is where it's at.
The mayor.
Okay, so we did the Mishnah's Chaz, the Mishnah, the Gimel Misaklin. Misaklin means remove the stones. Ad until Rosh Hashanah. Which means that the Yetzirah you can remove until Rosh Hashanah. El Chodesh El. Chodesh El is the Zman to be Iker from your heart. The Evan, the Yetzirah. Until Rosh Hashanah. There's a Musavart here. Musavart here, you hear? Mikarsimin. Cut the dead branches. Mizardin. Prune. Cut the little living branches in order to make room for the living one. Mefaslin, remove the psiles, or it means to cut all the branches in order to make the trunk thick. Ad, until Rosh Hashanah. So the Tanakam over here says, all of these things you can do until Rosh Hashanah, you can do it even past Shavuos, past Atzeres, because during Tosefes Shviyos, Letzorach Peros, it's mutar. Now we come to opinion number two. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kezeruda, Uchefisula Shal Chamishes, just like the fruits of the fifth that go into the sixth of mutar. Kachzu Til Shal Shishes, you can do from the Shish into the seventh. You're allowed to do these things even in the seventh year. That's a very big chiddush. Okay? Rabbi Shimon says, no. Kol Zman Shani Rashai Ba'avoidas Ilan Rashai Ani Befisula Amachma to the other extreme. That even already, I disagree even with Tanakam, that you're not allowed to do these things per Shavuos. Gewaltig, yeah?
What's the Teich?
What Teich?
Teich.
Rabbi Shimon, Kol Zman Shani Rashai, you're permitted by Avoidas to work, to do Avoid to the tree itself, which we interpret to mean over here, Ilan means to the earth. Avoidas Ilan means that you're allowed to work on the ground. When are you allowed to work on the ground? on the ground. Until when? Until Shavuos. That's what the Rav says. Avoidas Ilan calls man miat serisil shuv nesa b'avoidas ha'ilan. Notice in parentheses it's ha'aretz, which basically means you're doing worth on the aretz. Nesa na'am is nesa na'am is zir pisul. It means until Shavuos. I'm allowed also to remove, to cut off the psoilus, cut down the branches, and that includes also working on a mezardin. That's what the Rav says.
He says no difference, or it's no different.
Right.
No difference trees.
So there's a three-way machlaikis. Good? Okay?
Beautiful.
Now we move along into the next mission. The mission just says, Mizahamin es hanetiois.
Who's the three-way machlaikis?
Not paying attention. Tanakamo.
Yeah.
Tanakama says until Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Rabbi Yeshua says even in Shavuos.
Right.
Just like the 5th year into the 6th year is Mutter, so too the 6th and 7th year is also going to be Mutter.
Right.
And then comes Rabbi Shimon. And what does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says no, even in
Tulatzeres.
Okay, Mishnah Dalid Mizahamin es Hanetiois V'Karchinoi son V'Koytminoi son V'Oisin Mochem bought him. Would you know what this means now for the pictures? Umashkin Oisin Adrosh Hashanah. Now, wonder what is going on over here. Let's see. Mizahamin es Hanetiois. What's made Mizahamin es Hanetiois? It means Kishe Klipas Ha'ilan Noisheres. The bark. Medabkim Sham Zevil Havriya to heal it. Shalo Yamusu Ilan. The tree doctor. What do they call a tree doctor?
Tree doctor.
No, they call it a special name. Tree doctor. Okay, so you gotta take Zevil, fertilizer.
Okay.
Fertilizer. What do you do to fertilizer?
Smear it.
You smear it. Smear it or smear it? How do you pronounce it?
Smear.
Not
smear in Yiddish and smear in English.
Smear? Shmear? Smear? Shmear? No, smear. I don't know.
Shmear.
It's shmear. You take fertilizer and look what the guy's doing. Look how nice it is. Professional. Real professional. Okay? Kishe klipas ha'ilon nasheris medavkim sham zel harir tehil shlo yamos. Next thing is called mizahamin esanetius. I'll be perish bays the Rav. It's perish aleph, perish bays. There's always an aleph and there's a bays. It means moishchem ha'ilanas b'davar sherech rah, a pungent odor. Kidei she yavrichu hatolam in oreich al shemos, in order to repel the little insects. The insects, the tolam, they should go away. Next, karchen. Ooh, they do this today. When they plant new trees, when you see this, they come wrapped up. Take a shmat and you wrap it up and you tie it around. Karchem davar saviv ilam b'tayitz in the summer because achama b'charif b'mnei hatsina. You want to protect it. Olive, you want to protect your fruit. So you take a shmat, you cover it up in order to protect the fruit in the summer because of the intense heat, in the winter because of the intense cold. Next, karchem. What is karchin? Karchin means anafim zem zeh. You wrap the branch, see, you tie the branch to each other.
Like zem zeh.
The karchim osam, the karchim. Food.
Like a sandwich.
Karchim anafim zem zeh, the karchim osam, lamalab, bershem, shalo, yiplu, oritz. You tie the branches to each other, it should not fall down on the ground. Okay? Kaitmin, vosmin kaitmin. Perigbeis, lo sim afar, besharasha, you take earth. And you spread it on the roots.
Cover it.
Okay? You take it, that's called koitmin. We had it before ma'abkin. We had that before. We had a different thing. What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk between this? This was ma'abkin. Sharasha, the roots. Ilan, shen, miskalu, machasma, some be afar. And here it says, lasim afar, be sharasha, ilan. I don't know the difference. It's the same exact thing. Hear my question?
Sort of.
I mean, sort of.
Yeah, what's your question?
You seem very tired today.
No, I'm not.
It says here, we had here, Me'abkin.
Yeah.
Ilan Sheniskalu. I love this because to cover someone's shame, not to expose them, does the Avoida. That's why shame, you should know, that's why shame was Zoiche to be Klal Yisrael. From shame, he covered the embarrassment of Noach. Unlike Chom,
uncovered.
So you have a person in Klal Yisrael whose whole midah is to uncover someone's kaloin. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. It's not part of Klal Yisrael.
It's not in the president.
What?
Like the president in the United States.
Why? What the cologne? Why?
He's from those guys.
Okay, I'm thinking about other people. I think other people. I don't want to say because I don't want to get in trouble to come after me.
Oh, somebody might be listening.
I'm listening. Oh, listening or not? How you like that? Okay.
She might have been alive. But I said you were very tired today.
Yeah. You cut the top branches. What's the problem? Choytech rosh sheikh anaf. Cut top branch. Vayit in the Mishnah.
No, but I'm saying that's why he brings down another pirish.
Okay, he's saying because since this is repetition, so different may have another pirish. Okay, could be an interesting idea. Next 43. Eisim bottom. What is the eisim? Oh, we do this now all the time. This is an aizach in New York City. We do this all the time now.
Yeah, they put the grates up.
Eisim bottom. Hageder v'shem yisav l'ilan nikris ba'is v'malim b'sech afa. Look at that. Okay, they do this all the time now.
Yeah.
Now you know what it means. Oysen batim.
Uh-huh.
The other day, you walk on Avenue J, you see all these things.
They did that so that the animals should go near it.
So maybe that's what they're doing over here also. Hageder shem sav ilan nikris kol ba'is v'malim b'sech afa. Okay, oysen batim. Next is another page, oysen batim. Ooh, like a chuppah. It's getting married.
She's getting married.
Ki ha'odam eitz ha'sodeh. A mensch. A mensch. Beis bayish oisim l'ilan l'hagin says there's a simen. Simen, marriage. It's a good simen. Simen toif. We're learning over here.
Simen
this is an ilan. Das is a menschala. Ki ha'odam eitz ha'sodeh. And here he's under a chuppah. To protect the Elon from the Chamam Natsina.
Yeah.
Good? Okay, that's 44. 45. 45 is Mashke es Hanoif. You wore the knife. Afal Pisha Yodim Hamayim Minanoif Likar. Even though Mayim Minanoif Likar Mutter, Hoyalu Mishane Minaderech, Shemashke Beshoshonim.
Even though Mayim, water. It's going to go into the karka. You're watering the land.
Min hanoif likol ikar mutar hoil sinsu mishane min aderech shemashke
b'shaman.
You know that I'll water the tree under in shemitah, but I'm not watering shem. I'm spraying mayim on the fruits on the branches. So since it's shleik aderech, it's mutar. Okay, that's mashke hanoif. Mashke esho ikar kein derech lahashke es b'shar the whole year round. Look at that bucket. You mashke the ikar, not mashke the knife.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Did you say that?
That's awesome. We're gonna see. Let's see weiter. What else there? Any more pictures? Okay, there are no more pictures. Let's chaz in the Mishnah. Let's turn the Rav. The Rav says Mizahamin means what was Mizahamin again? I forgot already. Mizah means to smear. Mizah means to smear zevel or to smear some type of rechirat to get rid of the hilt or to get rid of the worms or tolam by smearing this thing around on the bark. When the bark begins to peel, mizahamin es hanetiyos lekorichinoisam, and you're allowed to korich to wrap around with the shmata, particularly in the sun of the winter, to koitminoisam. You can cut. Kaitmin is you can cut off, you can cover the roots, or kaitmin means cut off the branches. The oisin lochem bottom, where you can make a bias, or another pshat koichin, either means there's another pshat koichin, means to wrap it around. Or kaitmin or something, oisin lochem bottom, you can make a bias. Umashkin oisin, what bias means this, either this or this. Umashkin oisin, you can water them out, and you can mashkin oisin what? At Rosh Hashanah? Until Rosh Hashanah. What is it, mashkin oisin? Mashkin oisan means the whole water the tree like in a regular way. Mashkin oisan means the whole ad Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Leah Zbarut Sadaka Mer Af Mashke Hu Es Sanoif Beshlius Bigger Chiddush. Even in Shemit itself, you can water the knife, the branches. You can get up on a ladder and you can water the branches during Shemit itself. Avaloi Es Ha Ikar. But you're not allowed to go water in Shemit itself, the Ikar. The Ikar means you're not allowed to go water itself. Let's chazli the Rav. Mvoshteto in the Rav. The Rav says, Mizames ha netios kishaklipa sa ilan nesheres. The klipa. Kishaklipa sa ilan nesheres. When the klipa begins to fall, when the klipa begins to peel. Oh, sorry, let's finish up very quickly. Ah. When the clip of Ilas Nasharis Madab from Sham Zevel Lihavia, when the clip of the Lago attached to it, Zel Pernalized Lavitum Hillet, כדי שלא ימוסו אילן, ויש רפואה שמזמן שמושכים האילן מסבדו שריך רע, ויסוד ריך רע, כדי שיבריך לחת אלוהים מן הריך אישי ימוסו. ואיתו, וקורחים, what does it mean? קורחים means, יש רפואה שמשכורחים דבר סוב האילן בקיץ מהחמה ובחורף מהצינה. ויש רפואה שמשכורחים האינופם זה עם זה, like this picture, you tie the bridge on זה, וכל שמו שם למעלה בראשם, כדי שלא יהיה נדושים על הארץ, they should not spare the earth. The kaitim of some you can yes far shims lost in Bisharashem Bishoyroshehem offer. Put some dust in the boots. The Targum offer kitma. Why it's called kaitim? Because the Targum of offer is kitma. Targum is the ikar. Okay? Ama is of 2 feet. Sviva sav, umamalam is some offer. The Yeshman for Shem Shaisim Lohis Sukha Lamala, Lamala Lohagilab Nahamo Imunatsina, Al Hanoif, Al Shal Elon, in Shmit you can ward the branches. Shal Elon of a loyal Ikar. Good. What does it mean, mezahamin? If the bark begins to peel, you can smear zevel. Or you allow to put something that's a reich around in order to cause the bugs to go away. It's an mezahamin. Mezahamin is hanetiyos. The trees, the trees means little saplings. The kochanasam, you can wrap, either wrap a shmat around it, or you can wrap branches together itself. Kochanasam. The kaitinasam, to perushim, either you go and you put earth kitma on the roots, or you can cut off the branches. The oisim lochem bottom two perushim. Either you make a bias in the bottom, or you make a bias in the top. There's a yisoid, and there's a gag. That's tzeidinim. There's a very good drasha for sheva brachas that you make it a bias for an ilan. He odametz asada. There's tzeimini bottom. There's the shoresh, and then there is the outside. Bozach and achelik in the bias. It's a very nice farf you make for sheva brachas. Yeah. Okay. You can water them ad Rosh Hashanah. You can water in rain to Rosh Hashanah. Guess what? You can even water even Shemit itself. After Mashkuas, you can get up on that ladder and water the branches, even though the water is going to go down to the bottom. It's like a derech. But you're not going to go water the branch, Iker, not during the Shemitah. Okay?